Good morning, audio booers. It's all one word. It's now 9:45 in the morning on a beautiful Saturday, the 12th. We've just dropped Tamara off at a brownie event. Lots of activities. And it's on a stadium area, you know, running track. They've got lots of things for them to do today. So the, what have you found? Is it rubbish? Or leave it. Somebody's rubbish. So the one specific instruction for parents, which we were all to adhere to, was do not park or drop off your children, or pick them up, obviously, later on, outside the entrance to the stadium bit. Because on the opposite side there are houses, and it is a main transit route to... come up the way of the road, son. To the villages and towns further on down the road, especially where we live. And so we were at the park, in the Tesco car park, which is about 400 metres away, and walked down. So we're just before I hit the record button there, there's obviously a mother in a people carrier looking at the gate as she's driving past. So she's looking to her right and clearly was not observing the road. Mounted the pavement on the opposite side of the road from us, fortunately. And car tyres made a horrible screeching sound. You could hear the trims clacking against the curbstone. It's a beautiful day. It's going to be warm. It's about 21 degrees already. What should we do? 9:45. What should we do then? So we're kind of handrailing round the stadium, and we can see lots of brownies on the field in the middle of the running track. And there's actually no overhead cover for them whatsoever. The stadium has a... Yeah, watch the road, son. Double-decker bus. This bit of road that we're on is really dangerous. It's kind of a little link road. It's only, about 200 metres long. But it's dangerous, yes.
Look what someone did. They throwed a...
Through the pop bottle down there, didn't they?
And it turned to rock.
I don't think it did. What are you looking at? It's just mud, Jessica. Everything's... Oh, I see what you mean. No, it's covered in mud. Basically, we're walking over a little bridge here. The stream has dried up. Hello there. Hi there. I was always taught to say hello to people as you walk past them. You don't have to know these people. But it's just polite, isn't it? So now, right. Do you need a wee-wee? Good. Can you keep away from your trousers then? Hang on. Keep off the road, son. Keep on the grass. It's very dangerous. Right, somebody needs to push that button there. Good boy. Right, Harry, hold my hand, son. Now, we're looking for that green man.
Green man.
We see the red one at the minute.
Green man needs to go. Harry and
so, we have to cross one, two. We have to cross the link road, cross over the main road, and then kind of cross the road which runs up past Tesco's in order to get into Tesco car park. But I would like to get my hair cut today. We've also got to find a cobbler. Let's go, he's green.
Yay.
We're still looking though, we're still looking left and right, aren't we? Yes. Right, somebody needs to push that button now. Let Jessica, Harry, I don't want anybody running. We don't run on the road. Yeah. Hold my hand. Right, now we're just going to the middle. Now we've got to push the other button. So it's Harry's turn to push the next button.
Yeah.
It's very, very dangerous junction, this. We've got, well, the road which runs up past Tesco's is another main, well, another road which goes onto towns and villages onto Salisbury Plain. But all around this area now, you know, we've got shops, we've got Lidl and Tesco, and in the area of Tesco is a precinct of shops and hairdressers and a cafe and things. So, but the road off to my right there now, the one that we're going to cross, well, off to, it goes off to the A303 to my right eventually, and off to my left it goes on down to Collingbourne Juices and then on to Marlborough and then obviously on to over the top of the M4 onto Swindon. Right. Now, oh, there is a crossing over there. I didn't see that. That's not marked. I didn't realise there was a pedestrian crossing over there. Oh, we didn't need to cross this one. That's ridiculous. Sorry? Yeah, we could have done, but it's all right, because I want to have a look in a shop up here anyway. For the love of God. Is this us right?
Yes.
Ah, no. Keep a hold of my hand, young man.
Harry.
Right, come on, we can make it. We can't make it. Stop, get back. Come on then, he's letting us go. Come on. That's it.
Yeah, Harry
didn't. It's a bit silly, really. To cross the road, you stop on the island, on an island in the middle. There's no need to. It just needs to stay. The lights just need to stay on for another 3 seconds, 4 seconds, and you can cross the entire width of the road. So now there are a lot of cars seem to be coming out of Tesco. People doing their early morning shop, getting their groceries, as a Northumbrian would say. Harry, come here. Harry, I need to sort you. Yeah, because they're folding in on themselves. I think you need a little belt. I very rarely get the children all to myself. It's hard work, you know. Every 2 seconds it's a daddy. But I don't mind. Oh, I can hear a bike. There it is. All right. Oh, it's getting hotter, isn't it? Do you want to take your cardigan off, Jessica? I don't really know why you put a cardigan on in the first place. Phew, that's a hot sun. All the brownies now parking up. Well, the parents parking up and brownies walking down to the stadium. Just saw a little brownie there with about 20 badges on a sash. I'm sure that would make Tamara quite jealous and even more competitive than she already is. Now, the big question is does Dad get his hair cut here? Here or somewhere else?
Yeah.
Right, Audio Boo. So a bit of a soundscape with narration.
Yeah.
It's going to be a hot day. Have a good day, everybody. We got lots to do. See ya.
All one word. Out.